from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always fun to talk to our buddy Joe Ostrowski. It's that time of year, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Joe, of course, with the BetQL Network. Good morning, Joe. How are you, buddy?
How am I doing? One more sleep, guys, and we're there. Get injury reports today. We finally made it.
Joe, you're looking good there on twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. We are ready for your wisdom. We are ready for your knowledge. We're ready to have some wagertainment, as they say.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I don't know if Bears fans are going to love to hear this, what was going on in the betting market yesterday, but the pros were betting on the Titans, which I find pretty interesting. So most of the offseason, this game was sitting Bears favored by 3.5. And then anytime Caleb would do anything positive in a preseason game, the line would start to budge up. It would go to 4. It eventually gets to 4.5. And it sat there a while. And then all of a sudden yesterday, all this Titans money came in. You guys were talking about the key stat that was making the rounds with these number one overall picks that are quarterbacks starting in week one. Now that they've really struggled, even these great quarterbacks. And you know, it's a different situation. You're absolutely right. But as far as the guys that kind of do this for a living, they look at rookie quarterbacks and they put them in that same bucket in that first game. It's just an automatic play against. They're going to play against Jaden Daniels probably. They'll take Tampa going up against Washington. They'll take Seattle laying 6 points against Denver and Bo Nix. But the other different part of this situation is the Bears are favored by more than a field goal. Usually you have these rookie quarterbacks come in and they're sitting there as an underdog. That is not the case here. And this matchup is just so fascinating. Another popular play, which I do agree with, is over 45, because there are a lot of fans that don't realize the ground and pound Titans are dead. This is going to be a completely different look that we see with Callahan. Brings in his father to work with the offensive line, the big weakness that they've had. Spent first-round picks last couple of years on offensive linemen. And Levis is going to sling it. So it's going to be really interesting going against the strength of that Bears secondary with this matchup. But I'm expecting points in this one, guys.
Yeah, I got no problem with the fine folks in Vegas looking at 4.5 and being disturbed. But is the line moving to a point where do they believe the Bears lose or they don't cover?
No, they don't think the Bears are going to lose.
Okay.
At least
that's fine.
Yeah. If we get to a field goal, like, then it's a crazy amount of money. Then you're on that key number. But 3.5, 4.5. And Mully, sometimes there are situations where they're betting that side, so the number moves to a point where they want to bet the Bears side. Like that does happen with pros where, okay, yes, I like the Bears at 3.5, but they don't like the Bears at 4.5, where you've got to win by 5 or more to win the wager.
Joe, how about offensive rookie of the year and Caleb Williams? Good money?
He's the runaway favorite, and there's quite a gap. It's plus 130 at most places for Caleb to be the offensive rookie of the year. Just how I handicap this award, it's pretty simple. You've got three rookies quarterbacks that are expected to play the entire season. Even if your name is Marvin Harrison Jr. and you have a terrific year, that's going to be tough to beat if those guys stay healthy and they put up the numbers that many people expect. So beating any of those quarterbacks is going to be tough. If you were going to go elsewhere, Jaden Daniels does have a higher ceiling. But again, the expectation for the Bears versus the Commanders, so much higher. So it's going to be really difficult as long as Caleb stays healthy to beat him. But he's the favorite there, around plus 130. And then just to give you an idea of what the gap is, next is Jaden Daniels, and he's at 6-1. So the expectation is this is Caleb's award to lose.
So I'm just curious, when we talk about the number kind of getting built up around the fact that they did well in the preseason, or Caleb had a big moment in the preseason, do the season totals have the same sort of bump? It seems to me the Bears are favored by almost a full victory more than they were when the line opened.
Yeah, I mean, you compare it to last year and all the changes they've had, and around this time of season ago, like, are they going to be favored at all this year? And then I was just looking at it because they set numbers on every game for the entire season. Of course, there will be adjustments, but the Bears are favored in 10 games. I mean, there's a lot of coin flip stuff where it's one or two and injuries will dictate change, but the Bears are favored to win 10 games. The win total's 8.5. When that first came out, it was, you know, a coin flip. There's no juice on either side. Then after Caleb, after some of the other moves that they made, the juice goes way up. There are some sports books that now have it at 9, which is amazing to me that, okay, if you're going to bet that over 9, for me to win my bet, I got to get to 10 wins. That's the only way I can win that bet. And the expectation is, this is the third best team in the division. Like, that is a stack. That's very difficult to do, to be the third place team and get to that 10-win mark. If you're positive on the Bears, I think the better bet is just to make the playoffs, because you don't have to lay juice. That's a pick'em scenario where, yes, to make the playoffs. It's going to be tough to win that division, certainly with the Lions.
All right, Joe, give us a value pick on the Super Bowl.
All right, Super Bowl. I'm high on Philadelphia in the NFC. The difficult part is changing both coordinators, but Vic Fangio is going to improve things the way that secondary looked at the end of last year.
Okay.
And I am concerned about the loss of Kelce on the line. It's fascinating because they're kind of building this team unlike they have in the past. They spend money on the running back. They've paid their receivers, where they used to worry about the trenches, and now they lose Kelce, then they lose Reddick. So that's interesting. But you look at the division, I'm down on the Cowboys. The other two teams, they're not there yet right now. And as far as the top of the NFC, yeah, I really like them. Obviously, most people are going to talk about San Francisco. I don't think it's going to be as easy as it was a year ago. A lot of stuff I don't like in the offseason. So I like Philadelphia. I feel like I'm kind of cheating, not giving you any value if I say Kansas City. I'm not going to argue against it. But the AFC team I'll pick is Cincinnati. Hmm. Get this thing figured out with Ja'Marr Chase. You know, they had a winning record without Burrow last year.
Right.
And I still trust that defense. They brought in two new safeties, one that was there in the past. They were awful last year. But I think Lou Anarumo is going to be able to figure that out. The Bengals last year had one of the toughest schedules we've seen in the last decade in the league, and they have a very soft schedule this season, even though they're in a tough division. So I'm going Cincinnati, Philadelphia.
What about a college play this weekend? Is there anything that jumps out at you?
Michigan jumps out.
Okay.
That's more than a touchdown now. I understand being down on Michigan with all the change in the offseason, and they weren't all that impressive in week number one. But Texas on the road, favored. You're going to the Big House and you're favored by more than a touchdown.
Hook 'em horns.
At this point. Yeah, that's a bit much for me. So, week two in college football, certainly looking at some of the overreaction we see. That line opened at 5 and then it shot up to 7.5. Like, yeah, just like the NFL, we'll talk about it next week. Huge overreaction in college.
Great stuff, Joe. Great catching up with you. Appreciate it, pal.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy it.
All righty, that is our guy, Joe Ostrowski. Always fun to talk to Joe, and we are going to get into it a little bit. 312-644-6767. Man, it's exciting, isn't it? It's so exciting that the football season kicks off.
Bears back to practice tomorrow.
Yep.
Caleb Williams, after his starring role in Hard Knocks, back on the field. What was your takeaway from Hard Knocks? If you wanted to have that, we can also look ahead. But just talk Bears, because it's game week.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.